you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver, who does support Radio Liberty, and we always enjoy having her with us. Hi, Melody. How are you doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
Well, what do you think about the way things are going? This has been sort of an exciting week from the point of view of the certainly what's happening in Europe, what the Federal Reserve System is going to be doing. So what do you think about what's going on and what is eventually going to happen to our financial system?
Well, I think with the Thursday's announcement by the Federal Reserve, I believe they've certainly guaranteed on an environment where you see the dollar is going to continue to fall, we're going to see inflation take off, and certainly it is a good market for gold and silver, as they have always been a great hedge against the currency debasement and inflation. They're both great hedges, and I think they're reacting exactly the way they're supposed to, although we all know that they're certainly being manipulated, and they should have had far greater days than just the $30 silver's rise on those days, but we have seen some good gains in gold and silver over the past couple of weeks. So people need to be very careful, because with anyone who has any savings, if they don't move out of the dollar and into precious metals, they're going to lose a lot of their purchasing power.
Well, I think people need to understand that on Wednesday, why the Supreme Court of Germany said that it was going to be all right for Germany to go along with a plan for the European Central Bank, that is the Central Bank of Europe, the privately owned central bank that belongs to this Brotherhood of Darkness I talk about, for them to begin to buy all sorts of bonds from the various banks and from the governments over there in Europe, basically massively expanding the money supply, which is highly inflationary and is not going to solve the problem, because it's not going to require the countries over there to cut back on their massive socialist programs that they don't have the money to finance. That's the problem with socialism. As Margaret Thatcher said so well, eventually you run out of spending other people's money or other people's money to spend, and that's what's happened in Europe. Well, then, of course, the following day, why Ben Bernanke in the United States announced that the Federal Reserve System was going to start a quantitative easing 3 program and begin buying mortgage bonds $40 billion a month indefinitely until, of course, the economy corrects itself. What you're talking about is about increasing the money supply by $500 billion a year just with that, and of course they've already tripled the money supply in the last 4 years. We're headed to blatant inflation. I think most people in the world know that. It's just the American people don't know it, don't believe it, because the government says, government officials say, there's no significant inflation. Well, maybe a little bit in food, but no real inflation. And boy, that's because those people never go to the hardware store or to the clothing store or the food store. What are your thoughts, Melody?
Well, you're right. They haven't been able to spend because they haven't had any money. They're jobless and things that we are not in a recovery. And when we really looked, I mean, this is a political move, and we knew they were going to have a coordinated agreement with Europe to do it at the same time, and it happened last week. And we have to really realize that they brought about this agreement, and the money going into the mortgage-backed securities is unlimited. To me, that is the most devastating part of this whole deal.
Hold that thought for just a minute. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Give us a call if you have a question about this, but we're on the road to the destruction of our monetary system. They know exactly what they're doing.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. We're on a one-way trip to inflation. We're on a one-way trip to the destruction of the value of our currency and the impoverishment of the people. And the media is not warning a few voices out here trying to tell people what's going on. But the majority of the people are just going along and saying, well, that is only a temporary measure until things get better. Ladies and gentlemen, things are not going to get better. Oh, there may be a few more jobs temporarily. But in the long run, the whole idea, the whole plan of globalization is to transfer America's wealth and jobs and manufacturing to other countries and to lower our living standards, and they're doing a pretty good job of it. But the American people can't be told. Certainly Mitt Romney is not going to tell you. Barack Obama is not going to tell you. And certainly the Brotherhood of Darkness that controls the media is not going to tell you what globalism is all about. It's about creative destruction. And if you want to know what creative destruction is and the plan to destroy our society, and you have any question, this is real, go up on the internet and type in on Google, YouTube, Alan Greenspan, creative destruction. YouTube, Alan Greenspan, creative destruction, and Alan Greenspan will tell you, we got to destroy the old society so we can create the new one. But Melody, certainly, what are you hearing from your customers and your friends about what's going on today? And are they aware of the fact this is an organized, orchestrated, coordinated effort to destroy the structure, the financial structure of this nation?
No, they really don't get it. Even family, friends, sometimes it's just like they realize. I can't tell you how many times from families and friends you hear that gold is a great investment, but how many of them actually own it? None of my family or friends own gold, and it's just amazing. They know I sell it. They know how many people come into the market, but yet they refuse to act on it. And they are, you know, they're not wealthy people, but they've worked hard. They saved. So they're just like the rest of America. They see the problem, but they won't acknowledge or change. And what happens when we see these problems, in order to acknowledge, you have to change. And people don't want to change.
Well, people have to understand that as they destroy the value of our currency, they destroy what people have worked their whole lives to accumulate. I mean, you may not make a lot of money in gold and silver, but at least you'll preserve your wealth. It always has been a store of wealth that goes back since the beginning of organized society. And this is why people, I mean, traditionally silver was primary thing, and then, of course, gold secondarily. Now, of course, it's gold primarily and silver only secondarily. It doesn't really matter. They're both good investments. But you must get out of, certainly, out of money, out of paper money, because Ben Bernanke has announced he's going to increase the money in circulation $40 billion a month, and that's on top of the another $100 billion a month that they certainly are. Remember, we actually are taking in about $2.2 trillion a year in taxes, all the excise taxes, everything else, and we're putting out about three point four trillion. We're going behind $1.1 to $1.2 trillion. That's almost $100 billion a month. And now they're going to come up with another $40 billion on top of that. We're going further and further behind. So when do you think that this thing is going to become apparent to people, Melody? Any idea when we're really going to begin to see the real rampage of inflation that will get everybody's attention as we see prices for food and clothing and hardware goods? And so the things that we use every day begin to skyrocket, go up 20-30% a year?
I don't know when we're going to see that, but I think we're certainly a lot closer. I think with the announcement and the unlimited amount, it certainly, I mean, he's right there telling everyone exactly where we're at, that all the promises of recovery and jobs and things are getting better. His announcement, as far as I was concerned, was saying, we're lying. This is the real truth. This is unlimited. We don't know where it's going. And certainly jobs are not going to be coming in with these arrangements, that they're going to continue to spend. Money. I think you're going to start seeing things unfold next year, whether we see, you know, extremely higher prices in our goods that we use. I don't know. I mean, I think they're already high, and they've been high for a very long time. Look at gasoline. It's $4 for the cheapest gasoline. It's $4. It was $4.35 if you took premium in your automobile for gasoline. Those are extremely high. When Obama came in the office, I think gasoline was, what, $1.87, somewhere around that level. So it's amazing how people become immune to the prices that they pay. They adjust. But I think they're still going to try and keep it, unless there's some sort of event that happens, they will try to keep it together until after the election. And then I believe we're really going to see things unfold after that. With the beginning of next year. I think it's going to be a very difficult year next year. And thereafter, each year is not going to get better. Each year after next year will be worse.
I think you're absolutely right. And because basically one only has to read the history of what happened in the past. What happened today and is going on today is exactly what happened in ancient Rome. It's exactly what happened in France in 1789. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you haven't read the little book, Fiat Money Inflation in France, Fiat Money Inflation in France, We Carry the Book. It's written by Andrew Dickinson White. And it's a story, and he was actually the dean of Cornell University, as I remember. The story was written 100 years ago about something that happened well over 200 years ago. What happened in France after the French Revolution? And basically, of course, they kept pouring more and more money into the economy to get prosperity, and it worked. It worked great, and the economy responded as they put out more money in for a time. And then, of course, prices rose, and the economy began to slow again, or they had to put in more money. And it worked fine, and things were much better, and people had jobs and were prosperous, but only for a shorter period of time. And then the third and the fourth and the fifth time, they had to do exactly what we're doing now, call it quantitative easing, calling just increased government spending. But eventually the whole thing collapsed. That's just what's going to happen in America. But that's exactly what these people want. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, these people are not stupid. They know a lot more about economics than Melody and I do. They know what's going to happen. But it's all about creative destruction. Creative destruction, that's their term. Look it up on the internet and then listen to Alan Greenspan on YouTube. When asked under a Senate investigation or by a senator during a Senate hearing, what is creative destruction? He tells you what it is. It's if we're going to create a new society, we have to destroy the old one. Well, when we destroy the old society, we're going to have to destroy the old currency. Now, he doesn't say that. But they're talking about destruction of the old society. That's the society we're living in today, ladies and gentlemen. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want us to know. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I guess Melody Cederstrom. Melody, are people buying gold and silver pretty well today? Are they increasing their purchases? Are some people making large purchases? Or certainly are things just sort of sitting idly by the wayside?
Well, I think we've seen pretty much business as usual, but it kind of surprises me with the announcement that it wasn't quite as what I expected. However, this summer, I think we've had a summer doldrum that I haven't seen in you know, 7-8 years. So this was a different summer for whatever reason, because I believe we're far worse today than we were 5 years ago. So it's interesting. It's like things got very quiet this summer. So that has changed. We're not as quiet as it was this summer, but still not to the point where I believe it should be. I can't believe people don't realize what is happening and they're not scrambling to take advantages of the prices of gold and silver at these levels. It really does amaze me. And it surprises me because we're really tough times are coming, and people are going to have a very difficult time. For all the money that they've worked for, they save, means their savings is there's no interest out there. It's certainly not keeping up with inflation. People's wealth is being wiped out.
But of course, gold and silver are keeping up with inflation.
Absolutely.
They've done very well over the last
three or four years.
That's
what I don't understand. And what's amazing is so many people are waiting for pullback. They listen to these newsletter writers and these articles, and they find on the internet, and they expect gold to take a 200 to 300 to 400 break in their price. Folks, it's not going to happen. But they're waiting, and it just amazes me. Same way with silver. I have more buyers at silver at 34 than I did at 27. So it's human nature to wait till prices rise. You know, it makes people move. It makes people do things. It gets their attention. But we still have a long way to go in this gold and silver market. I mean, we're just in the middle of this, and we have a long way to go. And prices at this level, prices at 2,000, prices at 2,400, it's still going to be relatively low compared to where they're headed in the very near future. We had announcements. Even Bank of America says that gold is going to be $2,400 in the next 2 years. Well, I think that price is a little low, but at least they're acknowledging the gold market.
What are they talking about for silver? Because I think silver has a tremendous upside potential. What are they talking about? Where was silver supposed to be going? And incidentally, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question, this is the time. What do you think is going to happen to the price of silver, Melody? Any ideas?
Well, personally, I think the price of silver, I think we're going to see good levels anywhere between 50 and 100. And I always reserve my right to make increases once it gets to 75 and to 100. I think you're going to see gold prices easily at 3,000 to 3,500 and probably higher. But again,
hold the thought. Hold the thought.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Dr. Stan, we were simply talking about the prophecies that if you haven't read the book, Petrus Romanus, you really need to. and you find out that the ancient Catholic prophecies, the ancient Aztec prophecies and Mayan prophecies and Hindu prophecies and Jewish prophecies and Protestant prophecies all talk about a cataclysmic event occurring in the year 2012. Now the year's almost over. Nothing's happened except it looks like there's going to be a war between Israel and certainly and Iran sometime in the next couple of months. We had a guest on this afternoon who spent at least 25 years in the CIA. He has lots of contacts with intelligence agencies. He's saying there's going to be a major war between Israel and Iran within the next 2 to 3 months. And we've got 2 to 3 more months here in the year 2012. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. And right now we have Alan on the line from Spokane. Alan, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, sir, I do. I was wondering that if you can't buy bread with money, well, how can you buy bread with gold and silver? You can't eat gold and silver.
But you can't eat money either, no. It's a means of exchange. I mean, basically, I've heard this argument over and over again. What do you can't buy? You can't eat gold. Well, you can't eat paper money either. You can buy things with paper money. You can buy them, and you can exchange gold for paper money. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. I was just wondering how they would transfer it.
All right, Melody, why don't you answer him? Because, of course, gold and silver have been the means of exchange for about 6,000 years or 5,000 years, something like that, at least 4,500 years. But Alan wants to know how you would transfer your wealth from gold and silver to something you could spend.
Well, I mean, you could always, the first choice is you want to sell it into the market and get the current rate of exchange to use to purchase things. I mean, that's the first thing that you always want to do. If you can't do that, I believe there's going to be an exchange of barter. Bartering is two people who come to terms. One has something the other one wants. It's important to buy coinage that you can still spend in the stores when you do the 90% silver. Not only are you purchasing it for the silver content, and that's, again, the initial means that you want to use when you go to sell it. You always want to sell it for the silver content. However, it's still spendable in the stores. What people forget to realize in difficult times, business people, commerce continues, and those business people have to adapt, and they will change their business policies in order to, because they need to stay in business. They want to continue serving their clients. So they're going to change and adapt. And I always go back to in the 70s in the gas lines. I was living in Arizona. Gas station, waiting in line. He had a sign up. If you paid with coinage prior to 1965, you received a discount. The coinage prior to 1965 had silver in it. So businesses will adapt, and I do believe there will be markets created so that you can use your gold and silver. But first, you will always want to sell it for the gold content to get the rate of exchange so that you can make your purchases.
Alan, this has been used, going all the way back almost to the time of Nimrod. We know certainly at least 4,000 years gold and silver have been the predominant means of exchange. And, of course, there's an organized effort to discourage people from actually having anything that they have of value. Certainly what's going on today is specifically and intentionally designed to destroy the value of people's pensions and of their annuities, certainly of their insurance policies, of their savings, of their bonds. Where would you put your money, Alan?
I don't know exactly.
Okay, fine. Well, I hope you keep listening to our program. Are you a regular listener?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, fine. Well, you're just going to have to make that mind up. You can make up the decision on your own. But I would suggest at least you get some gold and silver. At least you'll have something of value that you can exchange. And there are lots of other things you can exchange. Food, or you can exchange certainly all sorts of specific items. But you need something that you can barter. Something that you can exchange with others for the things that you need. Okay?
Yes, sir. Hey, I want to say God bless you and thank you for your ministry on radio.
God bless and thanks very much for calling, Alan. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call and let's go right now to Rich, who's calling from Aromas. Rich, are you feeling any better? I know you had a cold.
Yeah, I still do.
Do you have a question for our guest?
I hear the music. Didn't you hear me?
Yep, you're going right ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to answer that man's question. I get 25 cents for a dozen eggs. I sell ice cream. They can either give me $4.50 or they can give me a silver quarter.
Hold that thought. Okay. Hold that thought.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Okay, fine. God bless, Rich. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening, Melody Cederstrom, and we're talking about certainly what's happening financially as we move into a financial crisis with the planned destruction of the American economic system. And, of course, we will repeat what we've said before. If you doubt what this is all about, that there is a plan to destroy our current economic system, simply go onto the Internet and type in YouTube, Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction. YouTube, Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction. You can actually see the Senate hearings when, of course, one of the senators asks Alan Greenspan, what is creative destruction? And he tells them. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question. But Melody, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and how they can get to your website and why they should get in touch with you. Go right ahead.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Our website is DGS, for Discount Gold Silver Coins, C-O-I-N-S, .com. That is DGScoins.com. And they can go to our main page. They can sign up for our weekly notices or newsletter. And also they can go to our radio page and listen to our program that we have live at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, so you can listen to on our website. So I think what we do different about at Discount Gold and Silver is we really do try to educate, and that allows our clients to make informed decisions on their purchases. They get to decide what coins they want. We don't push coins down their throat. We just want you to buy. We just want to give you a good price, good service. We want to build that relationship with you. So when that time comes to transfer that gold and silver back into the current rate of exchange, if that's what you need and can be done, we're here for you. You don't have to take the risk of sending it off to somebody that you don't know and the possibility of you not getting your funds back and you ship your coins in and you never hear from these people again. It's going to be two different sets of trades, the purchase and the sell, the bid and the ask. So it's going to be very important. And again, I stress relationships. And we forget sometimes that, you know, the whole gold market, we look at it in a bull market as being in just three different phases. And the first phase is like the gold bugs, people that were aware of what was going to happen. You know, this is, you know, people that were involved in gold, like myself, for, you know, 17, 18, 20 plus years. We knew what was happening. Once they took us off the gold standard, we started messing with our currency. We knew that we saw that the dollar was going to be devalued, that we'd have the spending problem, that we end up right where we are today. Many of us thought it would be shorter, but here we are today and we're facing it. It's here. The second phase is when you have institutions and you have more speculators come into the market. They see what's happening. And I believe in this phase, this is where we're at now, where you have so many stockbrokers getting out of their businesses and getting into gold and silver because now they see they're closer to it and people want it. They're going to want it. And then, of course, the third phase is the people out there when they finally decide this is what they need, when they see their true savings, their dollar that is being devalued, and you have that last rush into the market that will propel the prices up to those levels of 5,000 and maybe higher. That's what's going to happen in that last phase. So right now we're in that middle phase, close to the end. We're close to going into that third phase, and we saw a brief section of that a couple years ago when we had the 08 and 09 period. So when all these QEs were being created and all that money was being funneled in. So we're close to that final last stage. What we try to do, because we've been around, because we've seen the transformation of the gold market and what is happening, we're going to bring you the truth and educate you. So many people now are getting into the market. On the website, you can see new places popping up all over the place. They have the 88 numbers. You don't even know who they are. A lot of people are going to get hurt. So we just encourage folks to give us a call.
And, of course, basically we've had to get rid of several people who were selling gold and silver on our program because they weren't really taking good care of our clients. We've had no complaints about Melody, and she does a great job. She's been with us for eight or nine years, and certainly it's been a very nice relationship. But I will tell you that I have complete and total confidence in Melody and the way she'll take care of our listeners. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And right now we have Angela calling us from Michigan. What part of Michigan are you in, Angela?
In the Flint area.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question? Do you have a question or comment?
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to find out. You say we're going into the gold and silver economic process. And I'm just wondering, and I think I heard you say that gold was like $2,400 an ounce.
No, no, gold right at the present time is about $1,760 an ounce. How close am I on that, Melody? I said 1760. What did gold close at today?
Today's price, you had gold close at 1772.
Oh, it was up at the end of the day then. Okay, so you're talking about $1,772 an ounce for gold. A few years ago, it was $200 an ounce, but it's really made a very, very good move over the last 4 or 5 years. And the same thing is true for silver. But basically, Evangela, we're simply saying that our money is losing value. It's being intentionally destroyed so that they can destroy the structure of our society because they want to create a new globalist society. That's what it's all about. Go ahead, Angela.
And so how would a person be able to afford to even buy it?
Well, some people can, and some people, maybe they could just afford to buy some silver. Silver is ever so much more cheaper, but basically, I don't know what your financial situation is at the present time, but if you have any money left over, well, you ought to at least have some money invested in either silver or gold. If you don't have a lot of money, go into silver. Would you agree with that, Melody?
I agree. People have to do what's suitable for them. And again, if your budget is small, pick up some silver if you can. But what's going to happen, people will be able to afford gold at $2,400. They will afford gold at $3,000 and $3,500 or $5,000 because the people that do have money, the doctors, the lawyers, the accountants, people that do have that wealth, they're not going to hold on to those paper dollars and see any road. There will be a mass rush for gold because people want to preserve what they have. And the light bulb will go on, and they realize this is something that they have to do. There's going to be a lot of people that will run into it because of greed. They're going to see these prices go up, and how many years ago in the 1500s they sold tulip bulbs for $10,000. So you'll have a combination of everything that pushes gold to those levels. And even people who don't get into it for greed, they're going to see their dollars being falling in value. It doesn't have a lot more to go, so they'll want to eliminate their paper investments and get into something that's more tangible.
Angela, does that answer your question?
Yes, pretty much. I guess more or less it indicates that you got to have money to get the money.
You got to have money to get it. Certainly you're not going to get these things, but it's what you want to do, of course, is to get as much out of debt as you can to lay in a supply of food and have the ability to have good drinking water, have the medicines that you need to keep you healthy and the vitamins and minerals and all of those things. And then if you have extra money invested in gold and silver, some people have it. A lot of people don't. And believe me, things are going to get a lot worse. We're going to see an inflationary spiral that is simply going to destroy the value of people's life savings. And that's all planned. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want common people to understand. Anything else, Angela?
No, I think you pretty much answered my question, so we just got to get ready, huh?
Okay, we're in for some very, very difficult times, especially when this war comes, and I hope it's just a very limited war between Israel and Iran, but I have a feeling that there's long-term plans. I believe that there's a timetable out there. I'm not privy to it. But everything points to the fact that we are living in one of the most dangerous and frightening times in human history. God bless. Thanks so much for calling. And Angela, please get those other people there in Michigan listening, okay?
I thank you. I'd probably try to get as many as I can.
God bless.
Because
okay.
We need to hear it. We need to hear it.
Bye-bye. Okay, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly if you have a question at all for Melody, she's on the front line. How long have you been selling gold and silver, Melody?
It's over 17 years.
17 years, that's a long time.
Yes, it has been a long time. And again, we saw what was going to happen, our dollar losing its value. And a lot different as the old timers. And certainly there's been in the business a lot longer than I've been. But 17 years, we knew what was going to happen. We saw how they were taking us all off the gold standard. And just like anything else, history will tell you where we're at. Of course, who knew that we would make it to 2012? And so, because it's difficult to know their time schedule. They have a lot of power. You can never underestimate their power and their ability to keep things going. They have printing presses, and they're able to adjust, manipulate. But here we are, and it's very important.
Well, I think it's the most amazing thing. As this here in the United States, we really have for those people that have a job, they're really living fairly well. You go down to the malls, a lot of people there buying things. Certainly there's about 20%, 22% of our population that is either unemployed, underemployed, or simply given up looking for work. Oh, but of course that doesn't mean, of course, that the rest of the people aren't doing fairly well, because there are a lot of people working that are making a lot less than they've had before. But of course, as the prices begin to go up, it becomes increasingly difficult to buy. And I can actually see the time coming when prices are really going to begin to skyrocket. They're already going up. But unless you remember what prices were a year ago, you're not aware of it. And the government is doing everything they keep this information getting out through the controlled media. I should say the invisible government. There is an invisible government that controls the media. And they largely control how the American people look and feel. So there are a lot of people out there, we're told, are buying these new Apple phones, iPhones. And basically they say they've already had 2 million orders for this new iPhone. I think it's a couple of $100 for it. A lot of people have a lot of money to spend. They're fascinated by a new cell phone. A lot of people are not going to be able to afford it now. And down the line, because there are going to be fewer and fewer people, we'll have the funds to put out for these. Really, these are luxury items. But right now, people don't understand the value of money. And one of these days, when they realize what's happened, it will probably be far too late to make the purchases that you're going to need to survive the coming period of turmoil. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we've got Mike calling from Spokane. Hi, Mike. How are we doing?
Oh, good. And you, Dr. Stan?
Doing just fine. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes. I was just wondering, a question for Melody. I've been searching for quarter-ounce silver rounds, if those even are available, and just none of the local shops seem to have. Just wondering if you knew where I could find some.
Where you can buy silver rounds, you're talking about 1 ounce rounds?
Actually, I was thinking in smaller denominations, like quarter ounce.
All right, fine. Well, Melody, why can you answer that question?
Well, we don't carry quarter ounce items. Usually, anytime you go in smaller in an item, you're going to pay more for your metal. So
yeah.
I can't see purchasing quarter ounce silver, and lots of times those that produce these rounds in smaller sizes, the prices are so high, I would rather have more silver than a quarter ounce. So I wouldn't know where to purchase smaller amounts of silver.
How do you feel about, how do you feel about silver bags, 90% silver, maybe 10 cent pieces?
I love 90% silver. It has one of the greatest, you know, it's a must-have in every portfolio. You get low-cost silver, you get spendable money. Again, you'll always want to use that for the silver content, but in an extreme emergency, if you had to go to the store and spend it, you could. You want to do that? No. Again, we're talking an extreme emergency. So 90% silver is, I think, for preparing an emergency, that's the best item that you can have.
And I certainly would agree with that, Mike. I certainly would not want to get silver rounds, quarters, dimes. I would get the 90% silver coins. They are always spendable, but the thing is that the amount of gold, pardon me, the amount of silver in them, 90%, you're far better off there than any other place I can think of. Anything else, Mike?
Well, that certainly answers my question, but I was just wondering, the 3% silver coin bags that I've seen, I mean, they don't, I've seen them in, $500 and $1,000 for a bag.
Oh, I think you can get, get coins in smaller quantities. Catch them, Melody?
We don't have any minimums. I mean, our minimums, you know, sometimes, yes, I mean, if you go too small, it's just not cost effective for the customer to purchase from us, and they can go to their local stores to get really small purchases if they're just looking for a coin or two. But I don't have any minimums on orders. I believe everybody needs to have it, so I don't place any minimums on our orders.
So okay,
if you want to buy $10 face value of 90% silver, we'd be more than happy to provide that. If you want to buy 500 face, we'd be happy to provide that for you.
Okay, Mike, anything else?
No, that answers my question.
Okay, God bless.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Well, Melody, let's get your telephone number and your web page out one more time.
Something else about the silver cup. Don't buy silver commemoratives or the fancy silver rounds that they charge so much for. They're just rounds, and all you're going to get is the silver spot price for. So why pay more than what you could for a silver eagle? Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
And your webpage?
DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
DGScoins.com, right?
That's correct.
Okay, fine. I guess it's been Melody Cederstrom for Discount Gold and Silver. And ladies and gentlemen, at least listen to what she's talking about and understand we're moving into a period where the government's going to begin creating paper money like it was going out of style. And this is what always precedes a total collapse of the economic system. But the people who are doing this are not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
my guest has been Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. I have a parting thought before we let you go, Melody?
I just want to encourage folks to prepare with their food, their water, and, of course, their finances, and we're here to help them. And they can give us a call at any time, and I want to thank everyone.
Okay, God bless. One more God time, bless. The telephone number.
1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Okay, bye-bye, Melody.
You.
We'll talk to you later.
This Alrighty, is, Dr. Stan.
This
you.
Is Dr. Stan. That was Melody Cederstrom. And certainly this is the time when I need to tell our listeners that we're heading into a major cataclysmic event. We're probably heading into some sort of a conflict, first of all with Iran, and then perhaps with the rest of the Muslim world out there. I don't know what the future holds, but I do know that, Chris, we can read the signs of the times historically and certainly from much of the literature that's available. We also have to understand that there is prophetic descriptions of the times like this. And when they talk about the end times prophecies, they don't talk about America. What happens to America? Why isn't America? Well, many people think that America is Babylon, this great structure, this great society that's going to fall, and perhaps it is. But are you prepared? Certainly, if America were to fall, we would still survive. At least most of us would, or hopefully most of us would. You must make your preparations, and if you have any questions, you can always call us. But this is the time we hope we ask you to seriously consider getting my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and certainly make copies of it and distribute it. Or you can certainly go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, where we have the book. And it's actually a talk I gave, and you're welcome to copy that talk and distribute it, or you can get the DVD from us and make better copies. But get the information out so people begin to understand there really are secret occult organizations, not one, but a number of different ones. They've done this intentionally to confuse people. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or the DVD. You need to get my talk on the dark secret, my talk on the forbidden secret, my talk on population control, the covert agenda, because they have already killed or prevented the births of about 3 to 4 billion people. That's 3 to 4 billion people, and they are killing millions of people every day. And they intend to kill billions more. In fact, they intend to kill off most of the world's population. And people say, that's crazy. Why? Nothing like that could ever happen. Well, you read Revelation 6:8. Read Revelation 6:8, and it talks about, and I look and behold a pale horse, and the rider upon him is death, and Hades followed close behind, and power was given unto them to kill a quarter of the population of the world with the sword and with famine and with pestilence and with the beasts of this world. Get it, read it, understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. This is very real, and these times we're living in, I believe, are prophesied, and I do believe America is Babylon. And remember what it says? Alas, Babylon, mother of harlots. America is financing dictatorships throughout the world. America is pushing birth control throughout the world. America is going from war to war to war. America spends more money on its military than all the rest of the world put together. And we're financing dictatorships and cruel and ruthless events all throughout the world today. And this is happening because the good people of America are just too busy, without realizing that men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Remember, we're having an all-day conference on the 21st of October, and you're going to need reservations because we're serving lunch. It's going from 8:15 in the morning till 6 in the evening. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 to make your reservations. If you're in a position to help us financially, we'd love to hear from you. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. For a land fulfilled.
and beside her, man guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean,
well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, of course, for the next hour, they're going to probably going to be your views, because our regularly scheduled guest is not been available. We can't reach her. It was Dr. Orly Tates, who ran for the governor here in the state of California. She really did fairly well. I think she came in third in the race, but unfortunately, why, of course, Governor Brown certainly is going to be for the governor, I'm not sure. Anyway, she did, or maybe she was running for another state office, but it was a pretty good position, and she did quite well. Under any circumstances, it's going to be open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What would you like to talk about? Would you like to talk about the coming war with Iran? The way things look now, this is all play acting. Suddenly there's supposedly a barrier between Obama and Netanyahu. You must understand that Netanyahu comes from the Council on Foreign Relations. He was created by the American establishment, and of course he is serving as the prime minister, and he is the one, who is carrying out their programs. He would not be there where he is if he weren't doing what he was supposed to do. And if he was acting independently, believe me, they would send him on a trip to Dallas. The president ordinarily is simply a figurehead in everything, and it doesn't really matter, in my estimation, whether you end up with the Democrat or the Republican. Why, of course, the same policies are going to be carried out. They're all going to push this global agenda. They're all going to push this increased government spending. They're going to destroy these infrastructure of our society. They're all dedicated to a one-world government, a one-world financial system, the destruction of Christianity, and, of course, installing this one-world ruler. Well, fortunately, our guest is with us this evening, and her name is Dr. Orly Tates. Hi, Orly. How are we doing?
Doing great. How are you,
Ben? I'm doing just fine, thanks. And have you recovered from the stress of the electoral battle?
Well, it's still going on. As a matter of fact, I'm just in arrest for a couple of days, and then I'm off to Mississippi. And after that, it's Indiana.
Are you on a regular phone? Almost sounds like you're a cell phone.
Yeah, it's a telephone. You want me to call you from another line?
Would you mind calling from a hard line?
Because I'll just need the number.
I'm going to give you back to Daniel. I'll give you back to our producer, and he'll be glad to call you if you have the number there, or you can call us. But hang on. I'm going to transfer back. I hope that Daniel will pick up this, because we certainly want you to hear what Dr. Tates has. She's on the front lines of this battle. Now, Dr. Tates came from a communist country. She knows what freedom is about, and she loves America, and she's been willing, of course, to make all sorts of sacrifices to become here, and hopefully why we're going to enjoy what she has to say. But people who've lived without freedom have much more concern about what freedom being lost. The average American, of course, really doesn't understand what freedom is all about. He takes freedom for granted. Unfortunately, of course, A freedom is not something you can take for granted. All that's necessary for freedom to be lost is for good people to do nothing, and the price that good people pay for their apathy and indifference to public affairs is that they are ruled by evil men. And ladies and gentlemen, we are ruled. We have an invisible government. They tie into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And of course, they have a specific agenda, and that is the destruction of America, the destruction of Christianity, and creating a global government.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and one of the hardest things I think for people to really run is to realize that there really is fraudulent voting in America today. Certainly, if you've never heard DV Kids DVD, it's available from Radio Liberty, where DV actually talks about when she ran for Congress here in California and the fraudulent voting in the area where she was actually running. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, where do you think that they have their agents planted? Somebody once says it's not how the people vote that counts, it's who counts the votes that really counts. Well, let's go ahead and let's see if we got a better lineup this time. Orly, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me better?
Ever so much better. Okay, fine. That's great. Okay, well tell us what you're doing at the present time.
Okay, sure. So I just came from the state of Kansas. They had their challenge by a registered voter in Kansas, a gentleman by name Joseph Montgomery, and he was intimidated and harassed by phone calls and emails, and he finally wrote to the Secretary of State that he wants to withdraw his challenge because of pressure, intimidation, and harassment. And at that time, I did, as a matter of fact, before he withdrew his complaint, I wrote the Secretary of State stating that I would like to join Mr. Montgomery, that I'm an attorney who's been investigating this issue for 4 years. I have all the evidence, and provided this to them, showing that Barack Obama is using all forged identification papers. Unfortunately, the Secretary of State did not do his due diligence. And, you know, from what I can see, the whole thing might have been just staged by the Secretary of State. Originally, they said they will hear the case, they will review the evidence, but nothing really was done there. I flew to Kansas, I appeared before the board, and, you know, when you come to those hearings, you just never know what's going to happen. Sometimes they let you speak, other times they don't let you speak, or they let you speak very little. The media misrepresents each and every word you're saying. They don't report important issues. And my brief that I submitted to the Secretary of State, and part of it I stated, is that when a person withdraws his complaint under duress, duress that comes from multiple harassing and intimidating phone calls, in this case, his withdrawal is inefficient. It would, duress negates free will, therefore it negates the intent, and therefore the withdrawal of the complaint wasn't valid. Also, Secretary of State stated that he got a letter from the registrar in Hawaii saying that Obama's birth certificate is valid, and he goes by it. And I provided him over 100 pages brief showing that this registrar in Hawaii is criminally complicit. This is the person of interest in an investigation by Sheriff Rafaya. This is the registrar who released this cheap forgery in the first place, because they never had a valid birth certificate from 1961, so the forgery was created, and this registrar is complicit. And the Secretary of State simply ignored all this evidence. After that, all the media was there, and they were there to interview me, ABC, CBS, NBC. And, of course, Obama sent his hired guns, sent a group of thugs from Occupy Movement. And as the media was trying to interview me, they stood like half a circle behind me, several men, mostly African-American men, and they were all yelling and screaming and heckling and shouting, so that the media wouldn't be able to hear what I was saying. I mean, it was an organized staggering.
Now, Orly, when did this happen? Was this fairly recently?
Yesterday.
It happened yesterday. Of course, not a word of this immediately. For those of you who don't know Orly, she has both a degree in dentistry and a degree in law. So basically, that degree in law has served her well, as she's had the opportunity to file petitions and appear in a number of important court cases. So basically, just yesterday then, they had this demonstration so that the media would not be able to interview you. Were you able to convince them that this was an orchestrated effort to prevent them from getting the truth?
Well, absolutely. You know, and actually, truth be told, this time they did report, because it's something that happened in Kansas. It was on the affiliates of Kansas affiliates of CBS, NBC, ABC. As a matter of fact, if you go on my website, at the very top of the website, there is a link to the TV report from CBS, and there are a couple other reports and articles. There is an article by an Associated Press. But the biggest problem is they don't report all the truth, or they misrepresent the truth in regards to Obama's forged IDs. And this is the reason why recently I filed a legal action. And yet another legal action, and originally was filed in state court, and then I moved it to federal court. And I'm suing not only corrupt officials, like corrupt secretaries of state, but I'm also suing corrupt members of the media and one corrupt federal judge who basically are criminally complicit with Obama, who are aiding and abetting Obama in this forgery and who are committing treason.
Well, I think that basically there can be little doubt that the full length of the birth certificate that Barack Obama presented was fraudulent. You need to get in the background of what really happened, and that is that our friend Jerry Corsi had written a book, Dr. Jerry Corsi, I think it was Where is the Birth Certificate, or something like that. And Jerry Corsi was going out all across the country pointing out that certainly the short-form birth certificate is not a valid birth certificate. Anybody can get one of those things simply by filing for it. But certainly the story was that Obama was first born in one hospital and then in the other. And if he'd been born there would have been a full-length birth certificate. But anyway, of course, Dr. Corsi raised a number of very valid issues. And so basically there was a growing concern all across America that President Obama was ineligible to be the president because he was not a naturally born citizen. Whereupon then, of course, President Obama releases a full-length birth certificate, which was obviously a forgery. And as more and more people looked at it and said it was a forgery, and this concern was growing to a crescendo suddenly, why President Obama announced that they had just set a raid to kill Osama bin Laden, who had incidentally been dead for a number of years. We had heard Mrs. Bhutto, who was running for the president of Pakistan at least 4 or 5 years ago, commenting that everybody knew Osama bin Laden was dead. Of course, she herself was killed just a few weeks after. I'm saying that on the Gordon Frost show. You can still go up on YouTube and type in YouTube, Gordon Frost, Mrs. Bhutto, or bin Laden, something like that, and get the interview. You can actually see Mrs. Bhutto talking about how Osama bin Laden's been dead for a long time, but suddenly they resurrected him, and of course they've done everything to convince the American people that Obama was recently killed. In fact, they even had this young man write a book, supposedly, who was there on the team, and they made this great issue about, should he have written this book and revealed all the secrets about the SEALs, or shouldn't he? The real question should have been, was he telling the truth? They spent a full hour on 60 Minutes a couple of weeks ago to try to convince us that this was a legitimate issue. It is not. Basically, this was all to distract us from the very real issue of President Obama's fraudulent long-form birth certificate. So, Dr. Tates, you go ahead with the story from there.
Well, as you know, I brought to court in Georgia a number of experts, a senior deportation officer from the Department of Homeland Security stating Obama's long-form birth certificate is a forgery, and there are multiple signs of forgery, and he was stating it's not just the birth certificate, he saw what is even more obvious, his social security card. The man is using a social security card from a state where he never resided, which, according to E-Verify and SSNVS, was never sent to Obama. For this reason alone, anybody else would be in prison. As a matter of fact, yesterday when those hecklers were yelling and screaming and saying, everybody is equal under the law, and I said, absolutely, obviously. And because of that, everybody else would be in prison, and so should be Barack Obama for identity theft, for use of a forged birth certificate.
Well, he has a forged birth certificate. Social Security number he has came from a state that never was filed in a state that he'd never lived in, and he has a draft card that isn't his. So it's all.
Again, as I was interviewed by members of the media, one of the reporters said, well, you know, why even talking about it? It was well settled and proven that his documents are valid. I said, proven by whom and settled when and where? And I said, you know, I do have a small question for you. Please let me know how brain dead a person has to be to look at the paper that says that the social security number that Obama is using was never assigned to Barack Obama. And that's according to E-Verify and SSNVS. And this person stares at those documents and says that it was proven that Obama is legitimate based on what? When the social security number is stolen. How brain dead should a person be to look at the Selective Service card where on each and every card, the postal stamp has a four-digit year, 1980, and Obama's is the only one that has a two-digit year, 80. Clear forgery. How branded do you have to be to say that it was settled and that he is legitimate and his papers are valid? On what basis? And he looks at me and he says, well, thank you for telling this to me. I said, no problem, anytime.
Well, basically, of course, there are a lot of people in the media who are on the other side. A lot of them are not. They just don't know. And what we need to do is try to convince them to see if we can get the information out.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Dr. Ronnie Tates. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Dr. Tates is going all over the country. Certainly going to the various state legislatures or commissions, or certainly in the case of India. Who are you going to be testifying before in Indianapolis when you're there next week?
It's going to be Superior Court Judge Sherry K. Reed, Superior Court in Indianapolis, Indiana, Division 14, September 26th, Wednesday at 1:30 in the afternoon. And, you know, I'm very hopeful because this judge has granted me pro hac vici. It's a right for an out-of-state attorney to represent state in-state clients. And she also allowed me to proceed on three causes of action: fraud, breach of fiduciary duty, and negligence. She denied the motion by the defense, by the attorney general, by two attorneys from the office of the state attorney general, where they wanted to sanction me for bringing a legitimate action. So there were four rulings by this judge that were quite positive. So I'm very hopeful, but, you know, it remains to be seen. You just never know what's going to happen.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Dr. Tates, certainly, goes all over the country. Certainly has to forgo her dental practice, but using her skills as an attorney to bring out these cases. Ladies and gentlemen, most people just want to live and be left alone and enjoy the freedom we have here. Well, ladies and gentlemen, freedom is lost when good people are not involved, and they're wicked and evil people who control the leadership of both of our political parties, our military, our banks, our corporations, our educational system, many of our religious organizations, the media, and they make mockery, certainly, of what's going on. But there are not very many of them. We call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. Call them what you will. The power elite, doesn't matter. And of course, they figure that most people will do nothing while they, of course, consolidate their position, which is really aimed at destroying the infrastructure of this country, using our financial and military power to bring about the one world government. And everything is in place now, and that's why they're under the way of actually destroying this country. They call it creative destruction, replacing our system of electoral government, limited government, with an authoritarian structure that will make freedom simply very soon a remembrance of things past. Well, already is on the front lines of bringing these cases and, of course, getting coverage by the media, by the news media. And certainly some people at least are reading about this. And certainly there is pressure still on President Obama because of his fact that he is not certainly justified as being the president. He's not a natural born citizen of the United States. And he's used fraudulent draft card, fraudulent certainly a Social Security number, and a fraudulent birth certificate. Go right ahead, Dr. Tates. What sort of response are you getting? Are you getting any support at all from the Republican Party in your effort, of course, to get this information out? And once again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question for Dr. Tates. But what sort of help are you getting from the Republicans who should be rallying behind your cause?
No, the help that I'm getting is from ordinary people like you and me. They donate so that I can travel, you know, I get no support from the party. The party is basically, you know, at the top, and as you are saying, there is a lot of corruption at the very top. The deal was made between the Republicans and the Democrats not to challenge Obama because they understand that if this unfolds, a lot of people in high places will end up going to prison on both sides of the aisle. And they just make those dirty deals.
And I think it's so important that people understand that the political process that we have in America has been totally corrupted. They're all controlled by the same people. They pretend to fight back and forth, but both the Republican leadership and the Democrat leadership are globalists. Their dedication is not to America, but to this idea of world government. their foreign policy suddenly is globalist. Their financial policy is to destroy the stability of our economic system. They certainly they pretend to be on one side pro-life, the other side pro-abortion. But when the Republicans control both houses of Congress and the presidency, do they ever try to pass legislation to do away with abortion and certainly make it so the Supreme Court can't intervene? Of course they don't. And the same thing as far as prayer in schools. The Republicans could have put an end to this foolishness long time ago. But it's all play acting, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to believe they're two political parties.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Dr. Orly Tates. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Dr. Tates, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And what Orly does is really very dangerous. Basically, when you get up and start doing what she's doing and bringing these cases before various judicial bodies all across America, challenging the legitimacy of Barack Obama, this is a personally very dangerous thing to do. You don't really understand, ladies and gentlemen. I've been at this for 50 years. A number of the people I've interviewed have died under very mysterious circumstances. We have a 4-CD set of my interviews with professional government assassins. Both of them happen to be dead at the present time. In fact, a number of the people who have appeared on my programs have died under very mysterious circumstances. This is not imaginary. And if you're not involved, you're part of the problem. The people on the other side certainly have no moral compass at all. And Dr. Tate is on the front lines, and I'm going to ask her to tell you how you get in touch with her. She certainly has to go all across the country flying and traveling. It's an expensive proposition. And if you would like to help her, I think it's a very noble and worthwhile certainly something to become involved in. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Orly, we've interviewed her a number of times, and I have certainly the highest regard for her integrity, and even more than that, from her courage, because there are an awful lot of men who do not have the courage or would not have the courage to do what she's doing. Orly, tell us how people can get in touch with you. Go ahead.
They can get in touch with me through my website. It's orlytaitesq.com, O-R-L-Y-T-A-I-T-Z-E-S-Q, like Esquire.com. Or you can, if you have any information, if you would like to help, you can email me at orlytaitesq.com, orly.caitz@gmail.com.
One more time, what is that email again? Orly at what?
Orly.tate@gmail.com.
One more time. I didn't get Orly at...
Orly, and then dot, or period, and then last name, Tate.
Orly.tate. Okay, Orly.taitz. Go ahead.
Yes, at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Orly.tate's at gmail.com. Well, let's go to a Chuck who's calling us from Rochester Hills in Michigan. Hi, Chuck. How are you doing?
I'm doing great over here. I got a question for your guest. My dad used to have a comment about me. He said I had more guts than Dick Tracy, but I think you got more guts than I do.
Thank you. Just yesterday, I was traveling from Kansas, and I flew through Houston, and I was rushing from one terminal to another, and then suddenly somebody stopped me and asked me, are you Orly Tate? And I said, yes. And he says, well, you know, you have so much guts, and just wanted to tell you thank you for all the hard work you're doing for this country, and we're proud of you. And it was nice, but from time to time, it happens that people just stop me and thank me for.
Yeah, you're truly going to need us praying for you, because I've seen a lot of this stuff going on the inside, and you know just as well as I know what we're up against. And what we're up against are a bunch of people that are doing a whole bunch of stuff that they shouldn't be doing.
And basically, of course, behind this, Chuck, are powerful spiritual forces, and Dr. Tate does need our prayer, and I hope that I appreciate your mentioning that. People should be paying for Orly. Certainly, we hope that they will contribute financially, but we hope also they'll pray for her provision and protection, because she's on the front lines of this battle, far more so than our people are over there in Afghanistan today, because, of course, she's here in America. And the people who created this whole phony war over in Afghanistan, remember, there's only 50 members of Al-Qaeda over there, and we've got almost 600,000 men, including the Afghan army that we have over there, to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda, but an awful lot of our boys are getting killed. Anyway,
yeah,
Chris, Chuck, do you have a question?
I got a question.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just want her opinion on how bad do you really think that these people are, and do you got any idea how we could stop them or what we should do about this? There has to be something done immediately, what is it with these people?
You know, it's a criminal enterprise. Basically, we have a criminal enterprise that took over this nation, and reporters are asking me, well, how could it be that we don't find one single honest judge? What is it, this big conspiracy? It's impossible. And I keep telling them, hey, not only is it possible, I've seen it in practice. I live in a dictatorship in the Soviet Union. where in 60 years you couldn't find one honest judge, one judge who would follow the Constitution and show integrity. They were all puppets of the regime, and that's what's happening today. Everything is heavily censored and controlled. The media is owned, mainstream media is owned by just a few large, a few families of billionaires who put this foreign national, this criminal in the White House without any papers. They don't report. We have, you know, I'm convinced that in order to be in any position of power, you have to be corrupt. Otherwise, you know, you can't get in a position of power. I've, here in California, I've uncovered, enormous election fraud, and you're just talking to the walls. You can't find an honest judge, and I don't know what
I've had different dealings with, different courts and different judges and stuff, and you are so right. They're corrupt right from the smallest person that you wouldn't think that would even be in on it, and they're so knit together, I would like to talk to you personally somehow.
Well, Chuck, I'm sure your points are very valid, well made, but we certainly want to leave a position time for the other people calling in. Our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, but you're right, Chuck. But these things are happening because the American people are allowing it to happen, because our churches are not speaking out on these issues, because our ministers, many of them are either afraid or don't understand, or because but thank you so very much for your calls, and go right ahead, Arlie, go ahead.
Well, let me give you an example so that people can understand that it is one establishment. It's one machine. I just came from Kansas, and there, their Secretary of State is considered to be the rising star of the Republican Party, and he fashions himself as a conservative, and so do the Secretary of State and Attorney General. So they had this one hearing where they said they will investigate the issue, and to me, I believe it was just a farce so that they can promote themselves as conservatives and basically build their career. But when I see what they're doing, I provide them with all the evidence showing that Barack Obama is using a forged birth certificate, forged selective service certificate, stolen social security card, and they do nothing about it. It's quite clear that these people, you know, those Republicans are as corrupt as Democrats. They're not much better.
The beauty of this system is you got a two-party system with corruption at the top of both of them, so the people have no place to turn. And this is really what they're doing all throughout the world. They set up Socialist Party A and Socialist Party B, and they argue back and forth, and they give the talks, and they pound the podium. But it's all showbiz, and people must understand what's really going on. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295. Go ahead, Dr. Tates.
Your caller has asked what can be done. You know, I am hopeful that we will find one honest judge, but to be quite honest, my hope is rapidly evaporating. And we can see economies getting worse. We can see more and more people unemployed. The government is always lying about the real numbers. When we hear that there are 25 million unemployed, you can be sure that the number is double what they're reporting us. And one of the indications is the fact that there are 49 million people on food stamps. Typically, people who are gainfully employed wouldn't be on food stamps. So things are getting worse and worse. The economy is getting worse. And I think that at the end, people might just revolt against the usurper in the White House, or revolt against the destruction of the economy. And that might be something that would change what's happening today, the reality.
Well, of course, the thing is that we have a constitution. Basically, you have a revolt, you lose the form of government that you have. What we need to do is get people to understand the constitution and to demand that our elected representatives adhere to that. And if not, then they should be tried for treason because they've sworn to uphold the constitution and not doing it. We have a wonderful form of government. It's just a shame that the American people have lost their idealism. They think that freedom is free. Never realizing, of course, that freedom is never free, and if not constantly defended, is very soon lost. And we're in the process of losing our freedom, and it will soon become only a remembrance of things past. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Orly Tates, and she's on the front lines of this battle. And of course, she's just come from Kansas. She's going to Indianapolis, Indiana. Do you have any other states you're going to be presenting these things in?
Yes, Mississippi on Monday at 9:30 a.m. I will be before a federal district judge, Judge Henry Wingate, who is a Reagan appointee, and he will be hearing my case on Monday, and then on Wednesday in Indiana. And I just wrote to the Secretary of State of Georgia. I'm representing a Georgia resident who brought a challenge for the general election, and I'm trying to get the date for the hearing in Georgia. I'm also representing somebody, and that's a very strong case, somebody who ran against Obama in New Hampshire. And this gentleman got 40% of the vote, so he has very strong standing. So we'll see. I just wrote to the Secretary of State of New Hampshire stating that I'm representing several state representatives and representing them in a civil legal action against the Secretary of State and Elections Commission. But I, in regards to their acts of aiding and abetting fraud committed by Obama during the primary, and I also wrote to them stating that I need the date for the hearing for the general election, so we'll have to wait and see what happens there.
All right, let's go to Melinda, who's calling us from Michigan. What part of Michigan are you calling from, Melinda?
Grand Rapids.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, I have a question. I just wanted to think what she thought about when they killed Osama bin Laden. Why did they just wrap him? Why did they wrap him in a blanket and dump him in the ocean?
So that you would never know whether it was happened or not. Basically,
exactly.
You cannot handle something like that. They didn't even know for sure it was Osama bin Laden. I don't think it was. I think it was all phony, Melinda. Basically, they wanted to take people's attention away from the fact that, many people were talking about the fact that just at that time that Barack Obama's long-term birth certificate was fraudulent and this was simply a diversion. I do not believe they killed Osama bin Laden at all. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I was just wondering why, you know, they showed the body of Saddam Hussein, I believe, and his sons when they were killed.
Right, but what they did not show Osama bin Laden. Basically, go up on the internet and simply type in Mrs. Bhutto, B-U-H-T-O, Gordon Frost, bin Laden, and of course you'll come down with YouTube where Mrs. Bhutto is on the Gordon Frost program, and she's saying, and remember, she's running for president of Pakistan, and she's saying, bin Laden's been dead for a couple of years. And very shortly after that, they killed Mrs. Bhutto. Anything else, Melinda?
No, I think that'll do it. That answers the question.
Okay, got anything you'd like to say on that, Orly?
It is very suspicious. Osama bin Laden had knowledge of, the whole network, of the whole Al-Qaeda network. You know, we bring people who have very little influence in Al-Qaeda network. We bring them to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and we interrogate them for years. Here you have the leader of the organization who has the names, the addresses, all of the information on the infrastructure of this terrorist organization. We get him. And we found out that, you know, there were no armed guards in that house. There were, you know, his, I think, four wives and his children. And they arrested him when he was asleep in his pajamas and slippers. Why wouldn't they arrest him and bring him to this Navy ship and interrogate him and get the names, the addresses of those terrorists, get the information? Instead, they just you know, threw him in the ocean. And another point, they never released the results of the DNA test. So that's a question that's kind of troubling. Why didn't they? Maybe because they would those tests would show that there is no match. I don't know.
I think one of the most interesting thing is this whole issue as far as the young man, supposedly a SEAL, who wrote a book about what happened. And he says that he was the man who actually shot Osama bin Laden. And the issue that has come out is in there about, you know, whether he should have written the book or whether he shouldn't, or whether he's violating our intelligence issues. And they make a big issue out of that. And the issue is never, is this story true or not? Oh, no, it's whether he should have written the book or not. They're playing games with our mind, Melinda. And when you understand that, how we're manipulated all the time, at that point you can begin to understand the media is controlled by six major corporations, AOL, Time Warner, by Bertelsmann, by the Viacom, by Disney, by GE, Comcast, and certainly by Fox. And there's a book on the media by Ben Bagdakian. Dr. Ben Bagdakian is a professor. He's written a wonderful book on the media. Just get this off, Sydney. Anyway, God bless and thanks very much.
All right, thank you.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
And I guess it's Dr. Orly Tates. Orly, one more time, I want you to get you out your website and your email. And I'm encouraging people, if you're in a position, to donate to Orly to help her to pay her expenses as she travels across the country, lodging lawsuits. And believe me, they send out teams to try to neutralize her, hecklers, other things. Because, of course, there are not very many people. If there were enough people who were involved in this effort to bring the truth out, they wouldn't have enough people on the other side. But because there's only a few, they intimidate them, they threaten them. And believe me, I know I've had the death threats many, many times, and I'm not taking this lightly. These people are vicious, and they really do kill people. Orly's life is on the front line. Orly, one more time, your website and your email.
Yes, my website is orlytatesesq.com, O-R-L-Y, T as in Tom, A-I, T as in Tom, Z, E-S-Q, like Esquire.com, and my email is orly.tates@gmail.com.
All right, fine. You can always go up into Google and find it. If you have difficulty, you can always get in touch with us, and we'll get your information. God bless you, Orly. Thank you for everything you're doing. You have certainly my admiration for your courage of what you're doing. God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye.
Okay, fine. Well, that's Dr. Tate. She's lived in under communism, and she sees it coming to America. Basically, you need to understand what's going on. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk on the Dark Secret and on the Forbidden Secret. They're DVDs, and there's syllabuses with both of them. You need to hear my talk on population control, the covert agenda. Population control, the covert agenda. My talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. You need to hear my interview with Norman Dodd, Director of Research for the Research Committee. It's called The Dangerous Deception. My interview with General Lewis Walt, a four-star Marine general. It's called A Marine General Speaks. You need to hear our 4-CD set on the secret government, the interview with Professor Carol Quigley, the liberal college professor who exposed the secret society that's behind what's going on today. And then, of course, you certainly have your 4-CD set also has my interview with Norman Dodd and my talk on geopolitics. The information is there. Go to our website, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. And, of course, if you're in a position to help us financially, we do need the help. Certainly, it's an expensive proposition, buying time on radio stations across America. But we have a good listening audience, and we do 5 hours of talk radio every day, trying to get people to understand that America has been taken over. They're using the financial and military position of the United States to bring about a one-world government. But, of course, these people, these wicked people, and they are wicked because, of course, these people have an intense hatred of the God of the Bible, and they're energized by dark and sinister spiritual forces, but they control the military, the banking, the major corporations. They control the leadership of both political parties, the educational system, our churches, and many of our churches, both Catholic and Protestant, and, of course, they control the media, and through that network and great tax-exempt foundations, they're able to influence every aspect of our lives. Join us in this epic struggle because we're moving towards the climax of history. And once America is lost, freedom will never be regained. Are you willing to stand with Dr. Tates and with Radio Liberty as we try to get the information out? Remember, we're having an all-day conference on the 21st of October here in the Monterey Bay area. You're going to have reservations. Program starts at 8:15 in the morning, ends at 6 in the evening. We're bringing speakers from across the world. Our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. Call and make your reservations if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for our leaders and our ministers. We ask you to pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and Sophie, Noah Hutchings and Chuck Chrismeyer and John Leffler and all the people who are on the front lines of this battle. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is Straight Up Top of the Hour. Stock markets are down today. I think the Dow futures are set to open about 21 points down. I'll give you gold in just a little bit. It's down also today. But think about it. Think about what happens if China says, we're melting down our big bars of gold, making a whole bunch of little bars of gold, and we are not going to play the U.S. dollar game any longer. Think about that. What does that mean? Can you imagine the price of gold, what is going to happen if China says no thank you to the U.S. dollar? Can you imagine? I mean, it's going to take off like a rocket, I think. I am no financial advisor. Don't pay any attention to me other than that's my opinion. Good news, ladies and gentlemen. Really good news. Yay. We had a guest on the program. Remember Farmer Nick Maravell? Well, guess what? He was in Potomac, Maryland. Guess what? A circuit judge Tuesday nullified a lease agreement between Montgomery County and Montgomery County Public Schools that would give the county the right to build a soccer farm on his organic farm in Potomac.